McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
We really need you to call in if you are a twin. If we don't have any twins, we will not get the answers that we are seeking. So please, I implore you, if you're a twin, if you know somebody that's a twin, tell them to call Joe McKenzie right now at 833-563-2539 to answer some of the questions that we want to know. Because nobody on here has twins. We all have siblings, but no twins.
And tweens. Yeah, so we need, where are our twins at? Because we want to know, is there really a telepathic communication that happens? Do you feel what your twin feels? Do you know instinctively what's going on with your twin? It's really fascinating.
Like, don't twins know when they're in danger?
Or like, sometimes when one hurts, the other one feels pain, I've heard. I don't know. I think
now,
it's interesting.
I'm not even trying to be like creepy, but like, let's say somebody know, like, do twins know when you're being intimate?
That is so creepy. Why would you just think that?
Because they feel things. How can the twins only feel certain things but not another thing?
I don't know. We'll have to ask a twin.
These are the questions I have. I don't feel guilty at all, McKenzie, for asking these questions because they're the things we all want to know. Does anybody know twins? Like, does anybody know any twins at all that maybe they have some inside info?
Yeah, I actually have like best friends that are twins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there are two dudes and I went to college with them and they're like literally two of like my really, really good friends. And they said that they can like feel out each other's like vibes. So they said like when one of them wakes up that he can initially like just tell how the vibe of the other one's going to be before talking, before even like really like seeing each other. They're just like, oh, whoa. Mm-hmm. And then like once they see each other, before they even open their mouth or anything, they know if like they're upset, if they're mad, like what's that, they know that something's up.
That's,
they don't
so
know exactly what, but they're like, hey, like what's up? Like,
are they
something's
identical?
Off. Yes.
Identical twins. Okay.
They're identical.
I don't know if there's
twins.
Like a difference if that would be more in sync.
Yeah, I don't know. But like, they definitely can feel out each other's like vibes and tell when something is up.
Hmm. Okay, well, hey, we got some twins on the phone. Our asking
yes!
has paid off. Let's go to Brittany first this morning in Houston. Hey, Brittany, can you take
Hi
us off?
Are
you, hey,
got
your, girl.
You got your window down or speakerphone or something? Or
through my car.
Okay, your car's really loud, but I'll take it because you're a twin. So how, you have a 27-year-old twin just like you.
Yes.
And, like, can you and her, like, sense things are wrong with each other? Like, I want to know about your twin powers.
Yes. So, sometimes if I'm feeling upset, she'll text me and just be like, hey, are you okay? And it's like, wow, no, I'm not. Like, and then so we can just go on. And so she lives in Alaska. And so I had this weird feeling for a little bit, actually twice, and the first time she had finally told me that she was pregnant, and then the second time is when she told me she was engaged.
So
but I was like
knew.
Having this like weird, the first time was like with the pregnancy, it was just a weird feeling, and so I texted, I was like, hey, I'm feeling really off lately, like I don't know what's going on. And she was like, well, I don't want to freak you out or anything, but I'm pregnant.
Wow, what does that sensation feel like?
That's what it is.
What is that sensation, Brittany? Like, what is it like? Do you get a tingling? Do you feel warm inside?
Well, I was craving food that I wouldn't normally crave.
So
Whoa.
You had the pregnancy cravings. My mind is blown.
Oh, my gosh. Brittany, thank you for calling in
Whoa.
This morning. See, this is just so fascinating to me. All right, let's go to another person that has a twin out there. Anna, hi, you're on Joe and McKenzie.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you being our little guinea pig, answering all of our questions. So, as we've talked about, are there any other like twin connections, things that you have in, like, just similar with your twin where you feel things, or are there twins that have like no connection at all? Yeah, they're related, but they don't feel the same thing.
Yeah, so my sister and I were fraternal. She's 2 minutes older than me, and we're really close. We got closer as we got older. We're 24, and we're very close. I think it's not so much as a tingly feeling like people say, but we're just so like empathetic towards each other, I guess would be the right word to say. Like, if she's very upset, like it ruins like my whole day just because I feel like her problems are my problems. So when she's upset, like, and we live like 3 hours apart from each other, I see her like once a month, but like just our connection is just really strong, and we just feel really empathetic towards each other.
And she feels the same. Like, when you're going through it, she will have that reaction as well?
Yeah. Like, I don't think there's a, like, we would do anything for each other. I don't think there's a thing that, like, she and I wouldn't do for each other. We've had, like, a couple instances of, like, the telepathy thing.
Yeah, like, what happened?
This was, like, not a long time ago. It was, like, 6 or 7 years ago. We were all just, like, hanging out in our family room, and I really needed a tissue to blow my nose. It sounds crazy. And she just gets up and gets herself, like, a snack, and she brings me a tissue. And she's like, and I look at her, and I'm like, why did you bring me this? She said, well, didn't you ask me to grab you one when I went and got And I was like, no, I didn't. And I asked both my parents. I was like, Mom, Dad, did I ask her? And they're like, no, you didn't say anything. Like, we didn't hear you ask her.
Wow.
That is incredible.
That was the only, like, big thing that happened, yeah.
That's still pretty cool. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Guys, this is getting interesting. I want to delve deeper. Do you want to do another call?
Yeah, we got time.
All right, let's go to Christy this morning in Houston. Christy, you have an identical twin. How old are you?
24.
All right, do you have any examples of maybe telepathic connections or just feeling something for the same? And a question I have, have you ever, like, you know how sometimes I've seen in movies and stuff where, like, you kiss, like, the person kisses the wrong twin? Like, have you had, like, a boyfriend that kissed your sister?
No, I've actually never had this before. No, that's never happened.
Okay, but what else? Yeah. Tell us more about your twinning.
Yeah, so it's been a couple of times. So it's kind of freaky. We're like, wow, okay, twin powers. So, like, the very first one, I think it was when we were, like, around 18-ish, I think 18 or 19, and it was, like, a high school job. And
hey, Christy, can you talk right into your phone? Like, put it against your mouth. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Can you hear me better?
100 times better. Little, listen, yes. Nothing wrong with you. Okay, little phone etiquette. Always put it against your mouth. There you go.
Okay. So I think it was, like, the first time. Yeah, like, again, it was, like, a high school job. And I think it was her very first day. It was, like, her first job. And she was so tired. Like, she was, like, I didn't know this. You know, she was working. And I was at home, you know, with my mom and everything. And I was feeling pain in my legs. I was just so tired. I felt so drained. And I was like, why do I feel so drained? I'm not doing anything. And then my sister, she got home from work, and she was so tired. She was like, I hurt my leg. She was like, on my way back home. And I was like, oh, what happened? She was like, I tripped and I fell. She was like, and she was having so much pain. Like,
that's crazy.
We got your twin on the phone right now. How'd she know to call?
Da, da, da.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.